Om Shanti, good morning. Everyone has headphones? आप सब के तरफ से मैं दादी का स्वागत करती हूँ.
On behalf of all of you, I'd like to welcome Dadi. It feels as though flying, Dadi has now reached back home, her original place. As you're saying, I was thinking Dadi and the time are competing with one another. Last night Dadi left Hong Kong and that was their night time, and now it's time for us to awaken and Dadi's reached here. For Dadi it's night time, but still it's like she's here in the morning with us, and so Dadi's challenging time also. It's right, isn't it? It's like Dadi is a conqueror of time also, become a master of time. And so whatever words I use, I feel will be very limited, very few words. In fact, we don't have any words for Dadi in the dictionary, for such a great soul. And of course, Dadi is an inspiration for all of us. Wherever she goes, we heard all the news. We read Dadi's classes. Wherever Dadi went, we received classes that Dadi had given there every day without fail. It feels as though Dadi's level of thinking Dadi is filling us with that force even while being at a distance. So not only was Dadi paying attention to serving where she went, but even to London and the family here, Dadi was so much attentive to give us that sustenance. When Dadi is with us in the physical way, Dadi is feeding us all the time. And even while we're sitting at a distance, she catches hold of all of us because she's aware of what everyone is doing. Even if you wanted to remain hidden, you couldn't hide because Dadi catches hold of you on the mobile whenever you...
We cannot beat her. And I just say Dadi is like a bionic woman. You know what I mean?
Dadi is a bionic woman, Wonder Woman. There are no words of praise for Dadi.
Such a wonderful... I said, Dadi, you are an angel. You are so light. And she will not show any expressions on her face. No expressions. She's so detached. As if I'm telling the air, I'm not speaking to her. That's how I get the response from her. She doesn't accept any praise. She's beyond the praise. Anyway, I can continue. I'm sure all of you have these thoughts, and on behalf of you, I'm actually expressing these words. I'm sure you must have more than what I have here
today.
Sorry?
But
one more thing I think that it's amazing. Whatever thought Dadi has, Dadi ko jo bhi sankalp aata
hai, I switched it on again because you came to say something, but I
साकार हो जाता है. जिसको हिंदी में क्या कहते हैं प्रवीणा में संकल्प, उसको क्या कहते हैं वचन सिद्ध. और दूसरा की दादी जो कहती है ना वो हो जाता है.
व्हाटएवर दादी सेज इट
हैपेंस. वो हो जाता. दादी कहती मेरे को चाइना जाना.
शी सेड आई वांटेड टू गो टू चाइना एंड शी मेड इट पॉसिबल. Anything that you would think impossible, but Dadi makes it possible. And so we're just constantly seeing the divine games that Dadi is actually playing. It's just seeing how Dadi is carrying out Baba's task and revealing Baba wherever she goes. Wherever she goes, she'll bring spring there. Everyone receives that power and energy wherever she goes. When you hear that Dadi is coming, then there's a very unique wave of happiness and enthusiasm that comes in each one. So Dadi has come having done so much service, and so our fortune that Dadi has come here in front of us. Daddy is very happy to see everyone from all the brothers and sisters from Bharat and Madhuban here in front of her. Now we'll listen to Daddy.
Om Shanti. Sabhi ne bola Om Shanti.
Friday today, the day of Thanksgiving. Thank you, Baba. How many times you say thanks to Baba? Not just in words, but in our life.
Baba ke pyar duaein vardaan,
Baba's love, sakash, blessings, good wishes and sakash.
Baba hai na.
All of this is making us move. We are receiving this from Baba.
Mama hai, Baba hai.
Mama is Mama and Baba is Baba. We children are the children.
Sachche bache wo jo baap samaan ho.
The true children, the real children are the ones who are equal to the Father. The ones who don't have any difference from the Father. And if anyone sees you, then you would feel that, yes, Baba would be like this, Mama would be like this. Mama has been an example.
Baba ne paraya hai.
Baba has educated us and also played the part of the mother, father, friend, Sadguru, teacher and Sadguru. Mother, father, teacher, friend and Sadguru. Five relationships. But Mama showed us how to have the stage of soul consciousness. There isn't the slightest bit of body consciousness in you. Look at Mama's picture. Jemini was all the time praising me. But it's Mama who's given me that sustenance. Is there any sign of body consciousness in Mama?
Baba ki yaad aisi gambhirta purvak hai.
And she had such mature remembrance of Baba.
Lagta hai Saraswati goddess of
that you feel, yes, she is truly Saraswati, the goddess of knowledge.
Knowledge ko aise dharan kiya hai jo Saraswati ban gayi.
She's adopted, imbibed that knowledge in her life in such a way that she became Saraswati. First she was Radhe.
Radhe. Naam se hi laga ye Satyu ki Krishna ki Radhe hai.
From her name you felt that yes, she is the Radhe of the golden aged Krishna. Instantly she remembered that I am the same soul of the previous cycle, the one who's going to come in the golden age.
Simriti mein rehne ka adat par jaye na, main wohi hoon.
So when you have this habit of staying in remembrance that I am that same one. This is what Mama did. She remembered, I am that same one. She recognized very clearly who Baba is. She knew what she had to attain from Baba. She sat and she attained it. She also knew how to attain it. She came to know him, attain him, recognize him. So all of you sitting here, the brothers and sisters, so guests here, they've all taken that sustenance from Mama. So I said to myself, I just see how Mama was always so jnani and a constant yogi. Even whilst playing her part, we would call her the mother, Ma. But Mama would say, no, remember we are that one's children. We are the children of Baba.
Brahma Baba bhi.
Yes, Shiv Baba played the role of the mother, father, teacher, friend and Sadhguru through Brahma Baba and given us the power of all relationships. So when Shiv Baba has given us all of the power of all the relationships through Brahma Baba, who did we actually surrender ourselves to? In today's Murli also Baba was talking about the inheritance. So we have surrendered ourselves to the flame. And so once you've surrendered, then you're no longer circling around with your intellect. And if the intellect gets caught up in any kind of spin, then it's as though you haven't surrendered yourself. If instead of spinning the discus of self-realization, you get caught up in any other kind of spinning, then it's as though you're not aware of and you're not remembering who you are and who you belong to. You should have that intoxication. Who am I and who do I belong to? So when you surrender to someone, you realize who it is that you surrendered to. How did I surrender to him? Who is the moth going to surrender itself to? There's another song, Murli song. Why should the moth not surrender itself? Those who use their intellect, they're never able to have yoga. When you don't give yourself the time to keep your intellect completely unshakable and immovable, then you're not able to experience what the power of faith is. When you have the power of faith, then it doesn't take you long to surrender yourself. And it's not even you'll just say it, but you'll actually do it. Baba, the bestower of the divine intellect, has caught hold of you, of the intellect. And so it's the greatness of time and of the Father. Greatness of time and the Father, and then of our fortune. The time and Father are both present in front of you. Time also, a lot of time has gone by, very little remains, very little of that little time remains. In just a short time, to be able to finish the karmic accounts of a short time, even in this life, not to create any karmic accounts. If you do create any karmic accounts, you won't be able to finish the accounts of the past and then there'll be suffering. The final moments will come, but then what will my condition be? And so now to consider every moment to be to create such a stage over a long period of time. We heard in the blessing yesterday that the world is waiting. I think it's today's blessing, but Daddy read the Murli on the plane. She's saying, who is it? Who is it that that's the worship worthy souls? It's with the together with knowledge, it's the ocean of love that has purified us. If Baba hadn't given us that love, we wouldn't have become pure. So when the soul becomes pure, it has a balance of love and law. Godly love and godly discipline. Many children, Baba's children who have even taken birth just fairly recently, and yet they're having such chit-chat. Here you get this every day, but there they've been, it's only once in a long time that they get this opportunity. And yes, they have it in their heart. The desire is how to move forward in a short time. They've come last, and yet they want to move forward so fast. There's very little time remaining. Whatever you do today, that's going to be useful to you tomorrow. If you miss it out today, what are you going to do tomorrow? Whatever you did yesterday, yes, it's gone in the past, but whatever you did that was good, that is useful now. But if what you did yesterday was not useful, then forget it. But start doing something now, then it'll be useful tomorrow. But you didn't do anything yesterday, you didn't do anything now, so what's going to happen tomorrow? So Baba is really drawing our time to our attention to time. That pay attention to time. Listen to what I am saying with your ears, with that attention. Follow Srimat. Do not allow any other dictates to enter your mind. Even when you use your own dictates, that also is very deceitful. One is you use the dictates of your own mind, and then you find it difficult to accept Srimat. Secondly, you go into the jungle of the dictates of others, and then you become afraid. Then you're not able to become a flower. That fragrance is not able to spread. So what is Baba seeing me as? What vision does Baba have of me? Which kind of fragrant flower? The world servers who stay in the unlimited, they don't do anything except just fill themselves with such fragrance that there isn't the slightest bit of or bad odor of anything else. The leaves, the stems, the thorns, they do their own work, but without that you can't see the flowers also. The flowers also are of no use without. You always have a stem on the rose, otherwise you can't catch hold, you can't hold the rose, whether it's a white rose or red rose, but you always hold it on the stem. And it feels very good, very royal. One rose with a long stem, and that's all you need. Even whatever it is, a sunflower, a lotus, a rose. The jasmine, you give them just a few in your hand because they're tiny flowers. It has the thorns also, but the vision goes towards its specialities, its virtues, towards its fragrance. It's not to have the slightest bit of body consciousness. The fragrance of those who are virtuous is very natural. The people's attention goes on the virtues. A rose flower is useful in so many things. It's known as an eternal rose flower because it lasts such a long time, but it's used for so. It's useful even when it's dried. Use the rose water, use the rose petals for potpourri. You use the rose water. So let me become a useful child of Baba in this way. What's Baba going to do with me? The Father comes at the confluence age only for a short time, and His part is fixed. He didn't come when He called out to Him, but He came at His own time, and we're now aware that Baba has come. We're going to go with Him. We're not the ones who are making crippled effort. It's handicapped ones who are part of the procession of Shiva, and we're not those. If we are the crippled ones, the handicapped ones, then we'll be following as part of the procession. But if we're going with Him, then we'll be singing and laughing and dancing. Yes, we know the journey of life is very long, but yet, and when we're moving along singing and dancing with happiness, then we're able to reach the destination very quickly. But who's able to remain happy singing and dancing and laughing? It's by imbibing Baba's virtues, and then others seeing you also move forward because you've imbibed Baba's virtues. So one who doesn't look at anyone else, but only looks at the self and no one else. They don't have any other business at all, whether to look at other people's defects or nature or virtues. Today now it's time to finish. Tomorrow I will share lots of things. So from today, make sure your ears are open so that tomorrow you're ready to listen to. So at least for 24 hours, you keep Mama with you and you'll understand what Mama is, who Mama is. So not to have anything in your nature, no trace of impurity in my nature. Not to have any kind of sanskar that shows that, yes, this is the things of the past. Even any sanskars of the present birth, the last birth, I shouldn't be having sanskars of any kind of vices or any kind of attachment or subservience to anyone, but to always be peaceful and loving. To always be following the code of the highest code of conduct and claim full marks in that. Let me never cross the line of the code of conduct. Why is Sita not remembered so much? It's because she was influenced by someone and went outside the line of the code of conduct. But yet Saraswati, she is remembered as the mother so much. So I'm not that Sita. Sita shown as the weak one having to call out, it's impossible for me to go across the line of the code of conduct. So those who are always staying in the line of the code of conduct, within that line, with their satoguni intellect of becoming full of all virtues, they make their nature satopradhan, also means their nature and also the physical nature, the matter of the body, they make that satopradhan also. So when you talk about the prakriti, which is the elements, and everything is included in this, the five elements, the elements of the body and my nature. And once I'm concerned about making myself satoguni, then there isn't anything visible of the rajo and tamo states. So Baba says, those who grind their own ingredients are, those who take the initiative are Arjuna. They don't look at anyone else, not even at their own things of the past. Let others not see me with that same vision that she's the same one what she was last year, she's the same what she was a month ago. But no, let there be that internal change taking place. So time is saying, Baba is saying that I'm going to change you. Come into my hands and I'll totally transform you. Both are sitting there holding my hands. Baba's holding one hand and time is holding the other hand. Today Dadi was reading something, and to always pay attention that Baba and Mama is with me. There's time in Baba also, and we're between the two. Then you won't waste time, you won't let go of Baba's hand. When you have Baba's hand, when you have Baba's company, and time says you're valuing me, and so I'll value you also, give you that regard. Many people say it's going to get late, but no, be peaceful and everything will happen. People find it difficult to be peaceful with me, to do everything according to the time. I know everything's going to happen at the right time and everything will happen accurately. And so I don't find it difficult, but others moving along with me, they find it difficult. Everyone takes benefit of the time with so much love. And I've seen this wonder wherever I went. And so I shouldn't show a stern eye to time, saying, what are you doing for me? And then even any friend, companion comes in front of you, then time also become present so that you're able to spare that time for those people. Baba says, I'm definitely going to make you complete with all virtues. I'm not going to leave you alone. And so I also say, Baba, I've made you that promise and I'm not going to break that promise. Baba has made the promise and he's fulfilling that. And we also have made a promise and we're fulfilling that. So we make sure that we don't do anything that is not right, that's not lawful. We are the ones who are creating. Baba is the one who has created the laws for us children, and he's saying, if you follow those laws, then there'll be lots of benefit. And it's very beneficial that on this day today, I've become present in front of you at the right time. So one thing I've paid attention to in all of this time, Madhuban is the place where Baba performed actions, the place where he did tapasya and where were Baba's divine activities, the three places. So wherever people place foot, that experience that is within the soul, wherever you step foot, let people have that experience through you. Doesn't matter for however long you stay there, but let them have this experience. Let it become firm for all souls that they forget everything else. The actions, divine activities and tapasya. That he was conducting class somewhere, and so she told everyone, probably only 15-20 people there, and they were telling Dadi of trying to draw her attention of the time that is getting late. And Dadi said, don't draw my attention to time, because I'm keeping the whole world in front of me. And so I took an hour and a half with them. And Dadi deliberately did not look at the watch and thinking it's time to finish, but I was thinking of what is it that Baba's wanting and what are we children doing. And Baba's always kept the whole world in front of him. Baba's never kept just 2-10 people in front of him. But even now, some people have just got a signal that this is Baba, this is God, this is a soul. And they've really accepted it and they've taken that signal on board. So this is the true knowledge, such clear knowledge. And if someone receives what they need at the right time, if they're getting it at that time, why should I stop to think about time? So people are so time conscious in this way, but it's in the wrong way. They don't have the time to be soul conscious, but yet they're constantly thinking about time. But if you remain soul conscious, then everything will happen according to the right time. And nothing will go wrong, because Baba, the one who makes everything puts everything right, is going to make sure everything goes right. And today I'm going to give Tuli to all of you. Tomorrow also on Mama's Day, I'm going to give Tuli. It's a wonderful drama that both daddies are getting together. That is saying if Girish Bhai would go and collect Goza Dadi. I think the program's made for someone else. Wherever you go, just be ready in every task. You don't have to say anything to anyone, but they're just ready there. Not that you're ready for one thing, but not ready for something else. Then Baba will be present in front of you also. Om Shanti. Do you